I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to My Dad Wrote a Porno, The Footnotes. Now, today's guest is a four-time Grammy nominee and he's sold more than 30 million records worldwide. He's a real triple threat. He's an actor, he's a singer, he's a massive pervert.
He's a pornographer.
It's Josh Groban.
Oh, thank you so much.
Oh, thanks for coming.
What an honor. My goodness.
Oh, as if. Come on.
No, thank you. No, are you kidding? I love funny podcasts, and you guys are the funniest I've ever heard in my
life. Oh, wow.
It just like reminds me of like when I get drunk with my friends at 2 in the afternoon and just talk about anything.
Well, that's exactly what we do.
Yes,
so you know,
fun.
I'm glad it comes across that way.
Yeah. Oh, I'm very happy to be here.
Two in the afternoon.
Exactly.
He's a day drinker.
Yeah. When he's working hard, he's working hard. When he's not, he's really not.
Yeah, I'm on UK time when I'm drinking in the US.
So how did you hear about the show?
I'd heard peripherally about the show from a lot of friends in the U.S. who'd been listening to it. And then I just started listening to it on my tour. And so every time, it was my gym, my workout routine was listening.
Yeah.
And you're just giggling on the elliptical, just laughing your head off. And I had an awkward moment once where I was on the elliptical and I was listening and just laughing, and I had those little douchebag AirPods in, and they're so tiny, and you know I've got a beard too, so it's kind of, you know, it got lost in my beard.
Sure.
In my beard, and there was a trainer working with somebody who was not very strong and having a really difficult time, and I just kept laughing on the elliptical.
I
think they thought I was laughing at the training session, and I had to do that thing
what
where
kind
I took
of
my
dick
earphones.
Is like
just looking at them through the reflection in the mirror.
You're why people just, like me don't go to the gym.
2.5K.
No, look, I'm weak. I mean, usually it's the other way around. But I had to take out the AirPod and just be like, you guys got to listen to this. It's so funny. Just like, ooh, okay.
It's not you, promise.
It's not you, I
it's
promise.
It's this poor guy's dad, and it's even worse than what you're trying to do.
A lot of people nearly injure themselves on gym equipment or swerve off the road in their cars and things.
Yeah, it's quite a dangerous show to listen to, actually.
Man, I didn't realize it was going to be such a hazard. But
I know
you have to make sure you're in a quiet place where
Indeed.
You're seated.
Yeah,
and ready to receive the laughter.
Yeah, you can't really do anything else while you're engaged in my dad's book. It's like an all-encompassing experience.
Yeah, it's hypnotic in that way.
It
just kind of takes you to, it's like transcendental meditation.
It's
like laughter deep within.
Josh, know, that's going to be on Rocky Flintstone's email now, his email signature. What is it? Transcendental. Yeah. Josh Groban.
Meditation of erotic humor.
Now, you, Josh, and Jamie have something in common in that your dads are both businessmen. Your dad was a businessman, right?
Yeah, he still is. He's what they call is an executive recruiter. So he helps find jobs for people on an executive level. A company will come to him and they'll say, you know, we need a new head of marketing, and he'll interview people and hire the right person for the job.
Much like an international sales director.
He's very close to that. Yeah.
These books are nothing new to you then.
No, you already knew all of this. He'd have come home, have a scotch and tell us all about his perverted day.
So he could have been the guy that would have brought Belinda into Steele's.
Well, that's the job interview.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's Bill from HR.
Yes. He's Bill from HR.
Your dad is Bill from HR.
That's right. And he married a woman named Melinda.
No.
My mom's name is Melinda. So, yeah. Oh. So it's the similarities are endless, truly. Yeah.
I mean, that's two, but yeah.
Yeah, but two. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Would you consider suggesting the podcast to him or maybe getting him Rocky's book? Because I think he would, you know, enjoy, as an insider in this world, would really enjoy it.
I think you're right, because there is lots in the business world to be gleaned from this book. I mean, depending on which chapter you read, there's erotica and then there's also just day-to-day
tips.
Business activities.
Yeah,
yeah, tips,
well,
exactly.
My
right.
dad does always say to us, he's like, guys, you don't know because you don't do business. You don't know about it.
If I had a nickel for every time dad would tell us at the dinner table when asking about what he does in that accent, by the way, strangely, he flips into it. You don't know.
You don't.
I wonder, like, if Rocky Flintstone would ever be interested in lyrics, in doing lyrics, since he has such an odd way of sentence crafting.
Well, he's a poet, really.
He
isn't
is a poet.
Yeah.
He is a poet, and so it's always interesting working with established authors in a musical capacity, like sending a melody and seeing what lyrics might pop out.
Well, it's funny you say
I
that.
I have to challenge him.
We were thinking of a stage musical, and we thought you might be able to advise us in a kind of consultation capacity for free.
Only consultation.
You were totally nominee. I mean, you could be in it.
Much
if you
more
want.
Than that for free with this. I mean, if you need an American baritone to.
Who would you want to play in the musical or the film?
Was it Alfonso who had the black Speedo?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Oh, yeah. I see. I feel like popping out of a maze randomly with a baritone aria, you know?
I feel like you've been spending too much time on the elliptical to be Alphonse. Like, you'd have to really rein that in.
No, I have precisely been on the elliptical specifically to wear the black Speedo in a way that wouldn't embarrass myself. So that could be good. Maybe I should play Jim Sterling.
That would be great. Yeah, he's a big character as well, yeah, so that's a big role for you.
So you've really bigged yourself up there, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe I should play a massive part.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the meatiest role, I think.
Oh, for sure.
Don't say meaty when it comes to Jim Sterling.
And he goes on a bit of a journey as well, doesn't he? So there's a lot to play with there.
There's a depth.
Lot of, yeah.
Don't
absolutely.
Say play with when it comes to Jim Sterling.
Don't say depth.
Don't say depth. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Are you inspired to write a song? I mean, when you've been listening, have you been thinking, oh, pots and pans? Oh, there's something in the kind of business sphere. Wow. And you just grab a pan.
Blinking. Belinda's always blinking.
Okay, blinking star.
Write that down, Alice.
Yeah, but that's not an opener. That's like deep into the second act.
Okay.
I feel like in retrospect.
Okay. It's like a soliloquy.
It's the sad, melancholy, retrospect of the fact that oh my gosh, what the blinking? What does it all mean? Maybe it's Morse code.
That was quite Sondheim-esque.
Oh, it was very Sondheim. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was like, oh, it could be quite highbrow.
I feel like that could be a Chicago-y type one for when she's stripping.
Oh, you think?
Yeah.
Oh, like a big can-can number almost, or something. Like
or something
that.
From Gypsy, like, yeah. The whole brass section working really, really hard. Yes. Literally.
What's the I want? There's always an I want song at the beginning, isn't there, that establishes what the main character wants. So it'd be Belinda talking about making some sort of big deal.
Travel perks.
Or getting the travel
getting her
perks.
Big bonus.
Right.
Her big bonus. That's real. That's her main motivation, I think.
Right.
And she wants to be noticed.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's not supposed to be seen in those busy pubs and restaurants.
What's the matter?
Let it all hang out. Yeah.
You make it so much deeper. She just wants a voice. She just wants to be seen.
I'm listening and I'm just thinking, yes, it's all very funny, but...
There's a woman screaming for attention here.
Look, can we not see?
So it is, in fact, a classic tale.
I think it is. I think it's a tale as old as time.
Thank you.
Really.
Has that been used?
I don't know.
Is it a song about that?
It's just coming
in. Wait, okay, fine.
I don't know where this
is
coming from.
It's going to be a hit.
I'm a vessel right now. I'm
Did
a vessel.
Say
just go with it.
Story as old as time, or was it tale as old as time?
Tale. Yes.
It's brilliant.
T-A-I-L.
Okay.
It's a sex pun.
Do they sell teapots at Steele's? I don't know. We can make it work.
They probably do.
Pots and pans. clink, clink. We get Stomp to come in and just...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, now that's...
Yes!
Hit her pans.
That's a really great shout.
Yeah, yeah.
People love that as well.
So basically, Belinda Blinked the musical will be like nude Stomp.
We've nailed it.
We hit it. Oh, man. We went a little sideways for a minute, but we hit the bullseye.
Because the worst thing about Stomp is the clothes.
Is the lack of nudity.
Am I right?
No. Totally agree.
And the noise, but they'll we could still need, somehow...
They'll still need boots.
Yes.
For the stomping and all.
Exactly.
But I'm guessing rather than bin lids, it's pan lids.
Yeah, it would have to be.
Yeah, okay.
Wooden spoons.
Yeah, for legal reasons, we'll have to change a few things.
Okay, so Taylor sold his time, nude stomp.
Yeah, romp.
Romp!
There you go.
This is why he gets paid the big bucks. Oh, come on. Okay.
Now I know what to talk about tomorrow on stage.
I mean, don't forget you said you wanted to be in it.
No,
so
no,
now
I,
you're
I
in,
definitely
now
want
you're
to be
in nude
I'm not backtracking on that. It's just about who to play. Who to play.
Who to play.
Who to play. Truly. Well, it's opened up a world of fantasies for me.
What?
No, I'm just kidding.
Wow.
Stop.
It's going
I feel like he should write about like a hacker at some point.
Oh,
like, do a
that
tech
is a
mystery.
Little bit modern for him.
I was gonna say,
you
think
so?
A bit of a stretch. He's still writing about fax machines.
Yeah, but that's okay. He can have a big somebody who hacks fax machines. You know? It could still be with his signature out of touchness.
Oh, a hacker, yeah.
Yeah,
he could write about that.
Yeah,
sure.
A hacks machine, yes.
Because
yeah.
obviously he's now gone down this whole spy route. And that's wearing thin.
Yeah.
So I feel like he's ready for another U-turn.
Right.
Like a Mr. Robot kind of thing.
Ooh,
but
yeah,
with
absolutely.
Belinda.
Yeah. Mm. Mr. Blowbot. Through all the laughter, if people approach him saying, "I really like it. I'm a big fan, actually."
What a creepy voice.
I know that.
I really like it. I really like what you do.
I really like it. I really. Yeah.
At the supermarket.
Yeah.
Hey, I really like
hey,
what you're doing. Don't turn around. I really like it.
Don't turn around. Just let it happen.
Well,
does he have serious groupies? People who aren't laughing, who actually read it and find it to be very
just you, I think, Josh.
And aroused.
You're on your own there.
Yeah. No, just me then?
Well,
fine.
What's interesting is that, because obviously he likes to keep himself anonymous.
Right, sure.
But no, Dad does kind of slip his business card down at every restaurant he goes to with the bill.
Really?
He's like, just so you know, I'm him.
Oh, my God.
And normally they're like,
well, the secret's not going to be for long.
Exactly.
I mean, he keeps doing that.
The amount he eats out, honestly.
These days, anyway.
Yeah. So people aren't shy about coming up to him and, yeah, saying how much they love the show. And also, he's massive on Twitter.
Yeah.
So people kind of get in touch with him a lot on there. So
interesting.
Yeah, he does interact with the fandom, but I don't think
as
anyone's...
him or as Rocky.
As Rocky.
As Rocky.
Well, he's now morphed into Rocky completely. My dad is gone.
There is no difference now.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
That man is no more.
Right.
He's fully Rocky now.
We mourn Jamie's dad because I don't know when we last saw him.
2015 Christmas.
Yeah. Does he ever hide out in the audience, people not knowing, just to hear what people are talking about?
Hide is a really strong word. He basically once came to a show incognito.
Uh-huh.
But he was wearing wraparound sunglasses.
A fedora.
Essentially a cape.
No, literally.
The loudest shirt you've ever seen.
There's nothing to see here.
It was all of that. And he dyed his hair one shade darker, even though nobody knows what he looks like. So completely irrelevant.
Honestly, he looked like a spy in Belinda Blinked.
He looked like one of the characters.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
He looked ridiculous. But he does enjoy coming in and listening because he has no idea... for the most part, why people are laughing.
Mm.
So we'll come off stage at the interval and he'll be like, so guys, why did that get a laugh? And we're like, oh, Dad.
It's not a joke to him.
I mean, it is.
Does he get in hindsight why it maybe is a little funny or is he...
He enjoys the fact that he's making people laugh, but he still, to this day, 5 seasons in, he still thinks that he's working on a plane above us all and that one day... we're going to be the people.
I'm not sure that he's wrong now.
Yeah.
This deep in, I'm not sure that he's wrong. Because who is the joke on? Like, really, who is the joke on?
Yeah,
we're reading the fifth book for God's sake.
Right.
We're putting aside other commitments to read his work. I mean, come on. Josh Groban is here.
I'm here.
He could be doing proper things.
Yeah. He's flown over, especially from the US. He's got a very busy schedule. Yeah,
playing Hyde Park tomorrow is a bonus, truly. It's just the icing on the cake to this to this day.
With Celine, right?
That's right, yes.
Wow.
I'm coming. I'll see you there.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, good. I'm very excited.
Yeah, you'll be able to see my my Rocky Flintstone persona on stage, as it were. Yeah, I feel like there's two very different me's.
Is there a monster within?
There is.
You'll be duetting, right?
No.
You're not duetting?
No, not duetting.
What? Yeah,
what about the prayer?
We can't get a hold of her.
What? You can't get a hold of her? I know exactly where she'll be.
You'll see her tomorrow.
I will see her tomorrow. Maybe I'll ask her tomorrow.
Hopefully she'll be there tomorrow, yeah.
There's an impenetrable, wall of people around her.
Really?
So you like that? Celine! Celine!
Celine, it's Josh!
Celine!
Hi, it's Josh here. Hi. I'm going to be singing in a couple hours. I'll see you.
I'll start it. Just join in if you want to take part.
Yeah, exactly. I'll start it.
Sing it if you know it, Celine.
Yeah. Oh, but she starts the song. Damn it.
Oh, exactly. No.
How do we do do this? How do we do this?
2 minutes of
silence. Like
yeah, just
kids.
2 minutes. Two minute intro. You'll know when to come in.
Yeah. I feel like you just need to start off like kids, like.
Yeah. Well, on the other hand, she did invite me to do this, so.
Yeah.
So it's.
I'm sure people will be like, if the crowd gets behind you wanting to do it, I'm sure she'll.
Should I go full gladiator out there and just?
Yeah.
When you win the crowd, you win the duet. Yes.
I love the idea that she invited you to do it and now you can't get a hold of her. A bit like a bad date where you're like, so are we still meeting at 8:30?
Story of my life.
And you're going to get there and be like, hey, and she'll be like, oh shit, Josh, I'm so sorry.
Andrea could do it in the end.
I'm so sorry. Exactly. It's the story of my career, I'll tell you.
Oh, mate.
Yeah, well. That's okay.
At least she does not write in porn.
It keeps you from having a big head. Truly.
Yeah, exactly.
It does,
yeah.
You know?
Keeps you grounded.
To be ignored by Celine Dion is really quite a feat.
I have sold 30 million records. I can't get a single person on the phone. And I think that's healthy. I think that's a healthy way to be. Can't get a reservation to save my life. I think that's good because it keeps it about the work, man.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
We'll know that Josh has changed when we try and ring him. Season 6.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, Josh can't come to the phone right now. He's actually got busy.
The musical's ready to go.
Yeah.
He said he'd be our baritone.
Will you be my baritone?
I like that all the songs are the same melody. Yeah. All right, we've got that one, Josh. We can't just change the words.
Let my tits do the talking.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, that's a good one.
This is good.
Yeah, let's write all this down.
This is like a workshop, right?
Let's write this down. Yeah. All right, don't worry. I've got it.
What was that? Let the tits, footnotes. Tits do the talking.
That's your Chicago number.
That's the one with the tassels.
Is this how an album comes together? Is it very similar to this?
Absolutely. There should be no less than 4 people in the room.
Josh going, let the tits do the talking, write this down.
Write that
let
down.
Let the tits do the talking, write it
write
down again.
Down. Write that down, yeah.
Josh, it's the same, write it down again.
Just black
thong. Black thong. Slow song, black thong. Good.
Oh, yeah.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You're kind of coming to the end of a tour at the moment, aren't
you? Yeah, well, actually, I am right in the middle of one. We just played. I mean, the thing is, when we got the call to do this, it was such an awesome opportunity, and so excited to do it.
This or Hyde Park?
This. No.
Oh, great.
I canceled 2 gigs to be here. The outdoor shows. Have you guys done any outdoor things?
We did one once in a festival called Latitude, and I completely fucked up the show. I missed.
How?
I just can't tell time clearly, and I thought that we were running out of time and we'd only done 15 minutes, so I was wrapping up the hour-long set after 15 minutes, and the other two were like, "What the fuck?"
But with the book,
wow!
Like, I was just like, "Anne Boleyn had sex." Bye.
And I was like, thank you so much, good night. And everyone was like, what the fuck?
That's the nice thing about having a set list.
Yes,
is that
you because, know.
But time goes in very strange ways when you're on stage. Sometimes you get like these little out-of-body experiences where you're like outside of yourself watching yourself sing, and you're like, okay, bring it back, Josh. Yeah. Bring it back inside.
Do you ever start doing chat on stage and think, I don't know where I'm going with this?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you?
Yeah.
Every night.
You got to stick the landing somehow. Find your way back to the meaning of the next song you're going to sing.
Just start singing about black thongs.
The other night we played this wonderful venue in Massachusetts called Tanglewood, and it's this very established big kind of classical music venue, and somebody in the audience just kept making, like, their scream sounded animalistic. It was like if you take a hyena's voice and slow it down with a computer kind of thing coming from the audience, and I just started doing David Attenborough, like, after that, like, I went off on a tangent about how he was trying to find a mate unsuccessfully. He will try again throughout the show. And I just kept
That's
going,
a good David. That
was good.
Thank you very much.
Do you have any other kind of mad fans? Have they ever tried to grab you, or have you had any mad experience at shows?
There was one woman, I sat on the edge of the stage and I was singing Not While I'm Around from Sweeney Todd. This nothing's gonna harm you, not while I'm around. This very, you know, innocent song. And the whole time this lady, you know, swishing around a little margarita with one hand.
It's Bella.
Looking up at me with her margarita swishing, and the other hand is going up my pant leg.
No.
Yes. And I kept... because I had 15,000 people that couldn't see that was happening because she was real up close to the stage, and I'm going, nothing's going to harm you. No. I'm trying to kick her away, and I'm giving her this.
I'm probably going to harm you.
Yeah, I'm going to harm you. And she just kept looking at me going, mm-mm, and just kept doing it. It's very invasive.
Yeah,
well, I stopped sitting on the side of the stage at that point.
That's assault.
Yeah,
It's quite serious, actually.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
It's time to share.
Yes.
She took her opportunity.
She did.
Was having a lovely time.
She did.
She got more than her money was worth.
Sometimes you encounter very shy people, and you say, and you think to yourself, oh, how sweet. And you're in theater, or you're a singer. Yes, I am. And you say, oh, this will be nice. Would you like to sing a little bit?
Oh,
and
nice.
Everybody starts clapping, and you think, how great, I'm going to give this opportunity, and I'm going to have to twist her arm, but it'll be great. And this happened the other day, and she took the microphone from me and like started doing runs.
Oh my
and, like,
God.
And all that out. Jazz.
Totally.
Like, whoa.
Yes. And she turned what was supposed to be the 30-second duet, by the way. We were going to sing a duet, and she took it. And just was like, this is my moment. And you got to respect that. You got to respect that. But, you know,
Celine'd it.
And she Celine'd it. Yeah. Anything can happen.
Very Belinda. Very Belinda.
The wild world of Groban concerts.
Yeah. We're going on tour next year.
Really?
Mm.
But when are you guys going to tour the States again?
Yeah, we're doing Radio City, actually.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, come.
When are you guys going to be there?
April the 3rd, I believe. Is that right?
Put it in your diary.
I will.
I mean,
it's amazing. I mean, honestly, that place is the most fun to play.
Yeah,
in New
it's
York.
Massive.
And it's massive. It's about 6,000 people.
And you hosted the Tonys, though.
I did, yeah. That was last year.
That's insane.
Yeah, it is a big venue, but it's a welcoming space. There's an energy to it that allows you to really connect with the back row if you want.
Oh, good, because we did the Royal Albert Hall last year, and that's similar. It's almost like giving you a hug, that room.
It is like giving you a hug.
It feels bigger when you're in the audience than it does on stage,
exactly,
in a weird way.
Exactly right.
I've seen Radio City, and I'm like,
Back row is probably wishful thinking. I think we won't need to reach to the back row.
Yeah.
Just shuffle down.
There's room on the front row.
In fact, front and back, pretty empty, so wherever you want to be.
Just a rehearsal space.
You've obviously established that you want to be Alphonse in the musical version.
Yeah.
Do you have a favourite character overall, though?
I mean, it's hard, isn't it? Because they're all
Please
so
don't make me endorse this more, says Josh.
So many, they come and go so quickly.
They do.
That's the thing,
you're
is,
right.
that, is
yeah.
that just when I think I have a favourite, you don't hear from them again.
Yeah.
There's these characters that kind of come in and, she'll be interviewed by people. And then you think, well, this is going to be building to, something... And it's just a meeting.
No, yeah.
That's
exactly.
it. Yeah. That's all that
That's life, Josh.
That's life. Yeah. My favorite character is the voice of Rocky throughout every character that lives inside us all.
Oh, that's
yeah,
good.
There you go.
That's beautiful.
Good. Thank you so much. Thank
wow.
you.
I'm
Thank
crying.
Yes, Stop trying to make Belinda blink deeper than it is, Josh. Stop it. Will it become like The Simpsons, where it's the ultimate accolade to actually get to appear? So will he start to write people in, known people?
Because like Josh.
Yeah, I was going to say, sure. you could...
You'll be in Belinda Blink 8, probably, Josh.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
That's fine?
Yes, that's fine.
You did The Simpsons recently,
didn't
you?
I did, yeah. Yeah, I did. I was in an episode where I didn't actually appear, where Lisa Simpson became an obsessed fan of mine. And
that's cool.
That was really cool. And then they asked me to come back and play the singing voice of Professor Fink. Always talks like this, but then he has a Gomer Pyle voice. So I went in to be the voice of Professor Fink, which was again a huge, huge thrill.
That's amazing. Yeah.
That's so fun.
It was fun. It's fun to do that stuff.
Do you when you appear in TV stuff? Do you have to audition? Surely not now.
It depends on what it is. Mostly the things that I've done have been because a friend wrote something funny and thought of me and, messages me on Twitter and says, hey, have you got time? But Crazy Stupid Love was a movie I did, and I auditioned for that. I auditioned for that one.
I think we'd be happy not to audition, Josh.
I've seen enough.
I would prefer to audition mostly because... I would like to sing the material first without pressure.
Sure.
Yeah, really.
Do you go in all Billy Big Bollocks? Like, do you have like a different...
No, there's a new term.
Billy Big Bollocks.
Let's play Teach the Yank.
Honestly, say that. It'll go down a storm in almost every setting. Maybe not church, but everywhere else you'll be fine.
Sure, sure. But Billy Bollocks? What is it?
Billy Big Bollocks.
Billy Big Bollocks. Like, I can put two and two together with that.
Do you have a kind of... arrogant streak.
Yes.
I can't imagine you do, but do you have a kind of, do you have another place you can go where you're like, I've got the confidence to
do
this?
You're Sasha Fierce.
It's
a fake it till you make it thing. Like, I have to make believe in my own head that I'm the shit when I go out on stage. But truly, the moment before and the moment after, I'm back into curling up into the fetal position. Like, I just...
That's not true.
It is. It really is. But by the way, I think that's a common theme for a lot of performers, is that having the opportunity to go out there and, you know, play Billy Big Bollocks. Big Bollocks, thank you.
Please say it on stage.
I will.
There's almost definitely another word for it, which I can't think of now.
No, there shouldn't be. That's it. That's all it needs to be. Billy Big Bollocks.
I went to school with him.
I sat behind him. I was not him, but I observed him.
Huge testicles.
Huge testicles. All joking aside, uncomfortably large. Testicle.
How did he sit?
I mean, really, we tried to give the hints that maybe a procedure or something, but
kids can be so cruel.
In reality, not confident at all. It's really just uncomfortable. Yeah,
exactly. A real wallflower.
The weight of the world, not on his shoulders, but...
Between his legs.
Yes, ironically, some of the most confident dictators in the world, smallest bollocks of all time. Yeah, it's really...
It doesn't follow.
It does, yeah.
Yeah. It's actually a really bad measure. We should stop using it.
Yeah, we should really stop using
particularly
it.
Particularly in politics. It seems demeaning somehow.
Yes, yeah.
This episode is dedicated to Billy.
Well, Josh, it's been so great having
you.
Thank you so
pleasure.
Much for coming and doing this.
Delighted. Thank you so much for doing what. Thank you so for bringing so much light into my life.
Oh.
And keep up the brilliant work. And I look forward to seeing you in the audition room.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.